We are very happy to be here, obviously, for several reasons. One, that Ghana is an important country in Africa and one of the advanced countries in Africa, that they have achieved quite a bit compared to the rest of, even if you think about West Africa or Africa as a whole. And our portfolio in Ghana and at the bank is also doing fairly well. So we are very happy to be part of this project because it's an important project and it concentrates on the development of northern Ghana, which is the poorest part of the country.
In his submission, the Upper East Regional Minister, Roxanne Bukari, underscored the importance of the project, adding that government is committed to pursuing all projects that are deemed feasible to bring about total development to the region.
Palogo Multipurpose Dam Project, when operational, will certainly be one of the major interventions in the two regions in recent time. The project objectives undoubtedly are very much in consonance with the development drive of the New Patriotic Party, especially the area of agriculture, or specifically food security, job creation, and industrialization. Certainly, sustainable agriculture through sustainable irrigation is one of the surest ways of getting this program and other agricultural-related programs and projects realizable. Our agenda of One Village, One Dam is anchored on this promise. Indeed, the bringing to fruition of the Palogo Multi-Purpose Dam Project, therefore, is in the right direction.
For his part, the Northern Regional Minister, Salifu Said, said energy remains one of the key priorities of government and efforts will be made to engage chiefs and other opinion leaders to support government in bringing the project to fruition.